It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
It's PMI. We'll give you a positive story, a minus story, and something a little bit interesting. I got to pee this morning. It's eggs. Let's talk about eggs. I mean, eggs are so top of mind right now for everybody.
Yeah.
Because they're so expensive, and they're hard to come by, and they're, you know, making people sick. The avian flu, I think. Isn't that what the chickens
and there
have?
Is. And they're something making like that, everything yeah. else like more that. Expensive. Like,
it's horrible. Yeah. It's horrible, horrible. So this, I would say, is fairly good news. Trader Joe's, Costco, and Sprouts are limiting purchases on fresh eggs amid the shortages. And this is all based on TikTok videos that have gone viral of people hoarding eggs right now.
Yeah.
There is a video I posted yesterday on our Facebook of people rolling into Costco with the pallets and buying every carton of eggs in there. I don't know how they're keeping them fresh for
exactly.
that long.
Exactly.
But Costco's like, whoa, 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 whoa. I think at Costco you can get 3 packages of eggs now. It's 1 at Trader Joe's. And I think it's 4 dozen you can get at Sprouts.
So you're buying 36 eggs if you're buying the 12-pack and you use all those?
Oh,
I mean,
I would.
A family of
yeah,
4?
I would.
You know?
Yeah,
like,
one breakfast you go through.
Like 10 eggs for
yeah,
a
yeah, but you're not doing
4.
That every day.
Not
you're not
every
making that
day.
Every
yeah,
single
but say
day.
You do it Saturday and Sunday
and
when all the kids
stuff,
are home.
All the stuff that it takes to make eggs, if you bread anything, you need
yeah.
that for the egg wash.
Make some brownies
if you
or something.
Anything. Yeah.
You guys are talking like you don't go out to eat at least once a day.
I don't.
Yeah.
You don't
that's
go out to eat once
yours?
A day?
No, that's
no
your thing.
I can't do that. I'm not no. rich, homie Josh.
Oh, come on.
You heard what happens when I go out to eat,
I
Josh.
Know.
Yeah, actually,
people
if I
be
were
drinking
you,
my sodas.
I wouldn't do that.
No, but I've been flying through eggs. I have 2 every morning just
yeah.
for my protein, and I put them in my little egg cooker. Which, side note, I wrote a little product review for my egg cooker. I'm going to post it later today. I like to do little egg or little product reviews and post them.
Yeah.
I love it. It is
okay.
a game changer
yeah.
in the world of making hard-boiled eggs.
How
so
long does it
make
take?
Sure you send that to your crazy aunt and grandma today.
How long does it take you to make an egg? Just wondering.
In the little cooker?
In the little cooker.
I don't know what it is, like 12 minutes. But you put them all in there, you turn it on, and you walk away.
Oh.
It shuts itself off, it cooks them, and you're done.
Oh.
It's really
that
neat. So
cool.
I'll post that link later today. But anyway, if you're wandering out to Costco, Sprouts, or Trader Joe's, you got a limit on eggs now.
Huh.
So
why is it our like natural reaction to go hoarding every like
it's
remember
like
2020 the toilet
I
paper?
I don't know, buddy.
Like just buy
you
the
need,
normal amount and it'll be okay.
You need
yeah.
to see this video of the
be
people
fine.
With pallets of eggs at Costco. Pallets.
And the only thing I can think of is, again, a restaurant situation.
That could
they
be what it is.
Obviously need lots of eggs. But yeah, the normal family of 4 to 6, get the 2 cartons, you'll be good for
the
it.
The restaurant isn't going to Costco, though. They get that delivered.
Well, sometimes
yeah. no,
they
a
do.
A lot of restaurants
yeah,
go to Costco.
Sometimes
yeah, but don't they
Costco?
Get that delivered to
they
them?
They do, but they'll run out. So then they'll make a weekly trip to Costco when they
yeah.
run out of their
supply. A lot
supply.
Of small businesses.
Yeah, a lot of restaurants do that.
All right, who's got the minus?
I got the minus, and this is a funny minus, I guess. Probably not for the people that went through this, but this is the headline. Monkey blamed for nationwide blackout. That's exactly how it went. The entire country of Sri Lanka lost all of their power on Sunday. That is because a monkey was on their power grid climbing on the wires.
Oh, yeah.
And it Zapped tripped him. Some wires and I'm not quite sure the monkey made it through this story.
No, the monkey probably did.
The monkey might have passed away.
Probably
that is not
did.
Confirmed,
oh.
but if, you know, 50,000 volts are flying through
Poor
the body.
Monkey.
However, it did cause an incredible weekend nationwide blackout to the country of Sri Lanka. And the minister, Kumara Jayakode,
Perfect.
Said that there was an imbalance of power in the system causing us to lose power for the weekend, Sunday into Monday morning. However, on some social media users, they're not quite convinced because they have not shown the fried monkey yet. But he's saying that there is a nationwide like spring of monkeys. They're just kind of making babies everywhere. And so they're getting into the city more and more, and they're harder to control, including getting into their power grid.
They're like
so
our squirrels. You know, our squirrels are everywhere, and they got the monkeys.
They are. They have the monkeys. We got the
and
squirrels.
And Josh was showing me some pictures. They're climbing everywhere.
Yeah.
They get into everything.
Well,
and yeah, the power system there is a little wonky looking.
Power
but
system is different than what they use in the U.S.
Poor monkey.
And that poor monkey was just looking for a place
yeah, it's
to
a crispy monkey.
To live.
Just trying to hang out.
And it
that
is
poor
fried.
Monkey.
My best friend, is his family's from Sri Lanka. Surat.
Does
yeah.
he? Does
I don't
he
know
have
about to
the
ask
monkey
him
problem?
About. I was like, hey, tell me about your power problem out there.
Do you think they would steal stuff too if they're just like running amok over?
Well, he
there
stole the power from the city.
Yeah, right. He's stealing power and everything.
And that was a big deal because even though it's winter here, it's summer over there, and they were dealing with scorching temperatures over there right now, and they have no
bad monkey,
no air conditioning, and they're like, it's not good. Everybody and everything is getting hotter and their food is going bad and stuff like that. So they figured out.
If they catch that monkey, they need to spank him.
They do.
They
quit monkeying around.
They need to spank that monkey. All right, Katie,
monkey
what's the interesting?
There.
Oh,
monkey
my
died.
Gosh. Well, this is interesting because some stolen donkeys got reunited with their owners. Allison Smith is the owner, and she described the loss as deeply unsettling. Here's what happened. She says she was away from her barn. A neighbor called her and was like, hey, do you have somebody loading up your donkeys? And she's like, no, I don't. And they're like, well, they're going away on a trailer. Like, somebody came to her house, loaded up her donkeys, and dipped and took them.
What?
Took her donkeys. I know.
Where was this at?
This was in Bellevue. Little town outside
here?
Of somewhere. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Bellevue. Bellevue, Colorado.
Oh, I don't know
where
that's
it is.
At.
Actually, check that. Bellevue, Washington. I thought this was in Colorado. I'm just looking at the story. I'm so sorry. It's still a funny story, though. Let's keep going. Let's keep going.
The donkeys were stolen.
They were, but they came back. They came back. These donkeys, Juan and Julio are their names, in case you're wondering. Allison Smith said she was deeply unsettled by the loss. But again, a couple days later, a Good Samaritan found Juan and Julio in a nearby town and called her because she saw the missing donkey reports.
This
and
is the weirdest story ever.
It's very interesting, right?
Is it interesting?
It's very interesting. And so they said, we found your donkeys. And she was like, thank goodness. My favorite part about this story is the
what
quote.
Is your favorite part?
The quote from Allison. She said, take my trailer, take my truck, take everything. Do not touch my donkeys.
All I hear is Shrek and go, donkey.
Donkey.
Don't take my donkeys.
Oh, he's fine.
Oh,
he's fine. That's the dumbest story we've talked about all day.
Oh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.